Anya knelt in the terracotta-tiled courtyard, the scent of sun-warmed earth mingling with the verdant perfume of a climbing basil plant. Sunlight, the color of ripe lemons, dripped through the canopy of grapevines overhead, dappling her skin and the vibrant tableau of vegetables spilling from her basket. Fat, purple eggplants gleamed like polished gemstones, nestled amongst the emerald orbs of zucchini and the scarlet globes of sun-ripened tomatoes. A symphony of color that announced the arrival of summer on the sun-drenched Greek island. Anya wasn't just a gardener, she was a poet, weaving narratives with her fingertips in the rich, dark soil. Today's story promised to be particularly delectable. A celebration of the season, it would find its way onto her plate, a vibrant tapestry of textures and tastes. First, the tomatoes, their skin taut and glistening. She sliced them with a reverence reserved for sacred rites, the sound a crisp counterpoint to the cicada's song. Each slice revealed a jewel-toned heart, a gradient of ruby red bleeding into a blushed gold at the edges. The aroma, a heady mix of earth and sunshine, promised an explosion of sweetness on the tongue. Next, the eggplants. With practiced ease, she peeled back their inky skin, revealing the creamy ivory flesh within. Their shape, reminiscent of plump, elegant tears, seemed to hold the laughter of summer rain. Slicing them into thick rounds, she laid them out on a baking sheet, their smooth, pale surface begging for a kiss of olive oil. The zucchini, emerald battens of summer bounty, were treated with equal care. A gentle shave with a peeler removed a thin layer of green, revealing the tender flesh beneath. Anya chopped them with a satisfying rhythm, the emerald shards glistening like dewdrops on a summer morning. Her fingers danced across the canvas of the kitchen counter, arranging the vegetables in a ballet of color. The tomatoes, fanned out like a scarlet sunburst, formed the base. Eggplant rounds, brushed with emerald-hued olive oil, would nestle amongst them, resembling a constellation in the night sky. The zucchini, glistening with flecks of gold, would fill in the spaces between, a final stroke of vibrant green. A twist of the pepper grinder showered the assemblage with a fragrant veil of black pepper. A sprinkling of sea salt, the coarse crystals resembling sun-bleached diamonds, added a touch of salty elegance. Finally, a generous drizzle of olive oil, its emerald sheen a testament to its freshness, completed the masterpiece. The oven, a warm, comforting presence, engulfed the dish in its gentle heat. Anya busied herself with the rest of the feast. A bed of pearl couscous, fluffy and white, steamed eagerly, ready to absorb the symphony of flavors. A handful of plump Kalamata olives, their wrinkled skins harboring salty brine, awaited their turn in a simple bowl. And then, the crown jewel, a block of creamy white feta cheese. Its tangy aroma promised the perfect counterpoint to the sweetness of the roasted vegetables. A crumble of feta over the finished dish would be the final flourish, a burst of creamy indulgence. When the oven announced the completion of its culinary task, a wave of intoxicating aroma flooded the kitchen. It was a heady symphony of sweet tomatoes, earthy eggplant, and the grassy perfume of zucchini, all harmonized by the rich warmth of olive oil. Anya carefully transferred the dish to the worn wooden table set beneath the grapevine canopy. The setting sun cast the courtyard in a warm, golden glow, highlighting the vibrant colors of her creation. The air hummed with the lazy chirp of crickets, a chorus serenading this ode to summer bounty. With a reverence reserved for a sacred ritual, Anya took a bite. The first burst of flavor was a revelation. The tomatoes, sweet and bursting with sun-kissed essence, melded with the earthy richness of the roasted eggplant. The zucchini, with a subtle grassy sweetness, provided a refreshing counterpoint. Each bite was a journey, a vibrant tapestry of textures and tastes that tantalized the senses. The couscous, light and fluffy, soaked up the fragrant oil and juices, becoming a creamy complement to the vibrant vegetables. The olives, a burst of salty tang, awakened the taste buds anew. Finally, a bite of creamy feta, its tangy counterpoint adding a final flourish to the symphony of flavors. This wasn't just food, it was a celebration. A celebration of the sun-drenched earth, the bounty of the season, and the transformative power of plant-based artistry. As the last morsel disappeared, Anya felt a deep sense of satisfaction, a connection not just to the food itself but to the land that nurtured it and her own creativity that brought it to life. The following days were a testament to the versatility of her island bounty. Sun-ripened peaches.